close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, here we are once again, each and every Thursday, Tracy. As you know, we love to talk about fabulous people who are in the reality world and who are phenomenal actors at itself.
Yes, I mean, we love to talk to all these actors. It's amazing.
Okay, so let it be true that you and I have something in common, that we both try to become actors. We both went to school for it.
Yep.
We did not succeed.
Nope.
It is no joke. This is a very hard industry to get into. Mm-hmm. And when we tell you that 100% you have seen this multi-talented actor on TV, it is no joke. But before we introduce him, I want to let you know that I am super addicted to the new show that is on Netflix. It is called Ratched. Take a listen.
I remember my mother and father, but I can't picture them. You see, I was taken away from them when I was very young and told that someday I would see them again. But that was a lie. The doctors and nurses here, they want to give you hope that one day you can leave here. But you deserve someone to show you mercy. How different I would be if someone had.
Woo! I got the shivers as I speak.
Yes.
Matt Towness, say hello. He is a phenomenal actor. He will be seen on Ratched. Jeff Davis. Good morning, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Krista and Tracy. It's a pleasure.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited to have you on because it is a very much of a real thing. When we say Jeff Davis, you, my man, have been in so many phenomenal TV shows and movies. But before we get to that, you've been in Hollywood now for a long time. What seriously is the key to longevity in this industry? Because again, Tracy and I tried this and it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I think the magic thing to do is find a way to make a living outside of the entertainment industry. Find a way to pay your mortgage or your rent and your bills so that you are not a desperate actor that every acting job has to pay your bills, because they are few and far between. Even when you're a working actor, it's very difficult to make a living. So you find a way to subsidize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember, and I'm lucky that I fell into radio based off of my acting, but I did not make a dang dime, Jeff. I worked in the service industry for like forever, and that's just how I rolled. I know that's a very true thing for this field.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people, you know, work as waiters because it's very flexible, and out here especially, other people are there to fill your job because, you know, when you do get an audition or an acting job. I was lucky. I grew up in a small town in Maine, where you basically do a little bit of everything. I worked as an electrician. My dad was a carpenter. So when I got out here early on, I did the background and stand-in work and tried to get on set as much as possible. I worked in a video store. It was my first job in L.A., $6 an hour. but it was just enough to pay, you know, my rent. But then I got married and had my first child, and that was only like 3 years after getting out here and still not making a lot of money, so I had to make some money. And somehow I fell into doing handyman work, and I became the high-priced handyman to the wealthy Beverly Hills elite and the celebrity world.
Oh, yes. We are definitely going to be talking about the celebrities. But I do want to first say, I had read a little ditty that you had owned a store called Action Fitness back in the day.
I sure did.
Woo! Now, Tracy and I love to be in the fitness world, especially getting our bodies into shape. But Suzanne Summer, tell us how popular she was back then. She had to have been.
She was. And I'll tell you what, I was 22, 23 years old when my girlfriend was a competitive bodybuilder. I was in the gym. This was the early 80s, so the gyms were the big thing. And I didn't like working. I worked at a paper mill at the time, and I worked as an electrician for a while. I said, you know what, I want to start my own store. So I took some money I had saved, and I started with like kind of like a GNC, selling supplements and stuff. But what really took off was I had a keen eye for what, at the time, like you said, Suzanne Summers and the aerobics world was crazy. So vendors would come to me, and I was the guy who picked out all my ladies' leotards and aerobic clothing. And for some reason, I had a good eye for it. All of a sudden, I became the hotspot for that type of women's clothing, which is a plus because it takes a while to get a store like that going.
That's genius.
If you needed a nice thong leotard, I have the best selection.
Jeff, we are going to come see you now.
Yes. Because that was in back in the day,
for
sure.
Oh, we love Suzanne Summers, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get back to all the work that you've done. I mean, it's amazing. Jeff, you've been on The West Wing, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, Code Black, The Pretender, The Mentalist, 13 Reasons Why, Station 19, Criminal Minds, and SWAT. Wow. Man, Jeff, what a career. What was your favorite TV show to be on?
Not sure. I mean, my favorite performance I've done on a TV show was probably Criminal Minds. I had an opportunity to play a grieving husband whose wife had been killed. And a lot of times when you show up on these shows, you know, you're not the main guy, so that, you know, you're not getting a chance to really do much other than throw a couple lines out there for him. But on Criminal Minds, I had a great scene where I broke down and was talking about my wife, and it came off well. I was real happy with the performance, and it gave me a chance to actually showcase a little bit of temptation.
Yeah.
It really makes it interesting.
Well, I have to say, you might play a lot of characters, but you definitely have the leading man look to you because are the leading man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We always appreciate that here in Nattown. The ladies love it. So let's talk about this phenomenal show that is on Netflix. It's called Ratched. My gosh, what an outstanding cast of characters and actresses and actors. I mean, this is a really amazing show.
It is. It's a prequel, you know, to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, of course, and it's the story of how Nurse Ratched became the evil person that she is on screen back in the 60s. And it takes place, I think they're doing three seasons, the 40s, the 50s, and then the 60s. And the first season, which is airing now, is in the 40s, and I play a police captain. It was a small appearance, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but it's when, I guess it's airing now, so it's during a big shootout scene, and I'm a police captain who is kind of overseeing the shootout.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Paulson, Cynthia Nixon is in it. Judy Davis, which I think is phenomenal at her role. I think she's...
Oh, shit, yeah. Sharon Stone, Amanda Plummer, Vincent D'Onofrio, Don Cheadle, I think even shows up. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing cast, you're right.
You know what else sets Jeff Davis apart from all the other actors out there?
What?
Is that he's the celebrity go-to handyman. Find out which American sweetheart he actually helped move. And of course, he's got a great movie coming out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. He's such a great guy.
More to come with this fabulous man with Mantown's 93.1 Jams, Chris in the Morning Rush, Reality Check.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your links and marry me and hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, we have the fabulous actor himself on the phone from L.A., Jeff Davis. Of course, you can check him out on the new Netflix show called Ratched.
Oh, he's been in so many things. It's amazing.
Ooh, speaking about more things to come, he's got a new movie and so much more. Let's get back to it.
You also have a new movie coming out soon called Outrage. Tell us about it.
Outrage is it's a little independent action film. It's not going to win any Academy Awards, but it's a fun little action film. Some great martial arts and bikers. And what it is, I play a character called Mike. I'm the lead of the movie. And my daughter gets kidnapped. And when I find out, I get a hold of the people who kidnapped. They're looking for a ransom, basically what it is. So I call on the help of a few friends, and that's when all heck breaks loose, and we go after them and get my daughter back.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun movie. It's got some really good martial arts stuff. The director is a martial artist himself, and he also stars in it, and he brought in a lot of like really good martial artists. So the camera, the DP was really, he's kind of comes from that Hong Kong martial arts world, so he was great at getting in there right in the middle of the action, and it's a really fun little film.
Well, when I saw there was motorcycles, I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, there's a biker gang.
Yeah. I like myself a Harley, my man. I will admit that. All right, so Jeff, we love to ourselves a handyman, and it is very much a real thing that before you got into the acting biz, you made some good cash, and you were connected to a lot of famous people that you helped out, like Diane Keaton, Courtney Cox, David Spade, Ed McMahon, and one of course, America's Sweethearts, which I was so excited to see, is this American Beauty.
What was that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
It's just that all men are sure it never happened to them, and most women at one time or another have done it, so you do the math.
You don't think that I could tell a difference?
No.
Get out of here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, my gosh. Meg Ryan, tell us all about that experience with her.
That was years ago, and she was one of my early celebrity clients, and Meg was amazing. She was a sweetheart, always smiling, always friendly. She had one of my favorite houses I've ever worked at. It was this great Spanish house in the hills of Bel Air. She was just great, down to earth. I mean, it was at the time when, you know, everyone was talking about her lips and the plastic surgery and stuff. And I'm like, I think the photographs, I don't know what the deal is, because in person, she is still that same one you see, you know, in the movies. She was vibrant and beautiful, and she was sweet. So I had nothing negative to say about her at all. She was amazing. And when she ended up moving to New York, I believe she started dating John Cougar Mellencamp, and she moved to New York. And she would actually, her assistant and myself, did a lot of helping the movers get her stuff together and get it out of there. And another interesting thing, that when she moved out, Diane Keaton flips houses. She buys them and fixes them. And so she was in between houses. And so she rented Meg's house for a year. And that's how I met Diane and started working with Diane.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What a phenomenal actress.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
And talking about down to earth, I mean, more so than anybody I've worked with, Diane, when she wasn't busy, would come out and sit down and chit-chat with me for half an hour when I was at her house. I mean, she was just amazing.
Yeah, it is really awesome, Jeff. And for you to do what you love, which is your passion, which is acting, with, you know, Madtown and surrounding areas, those that are interested in getting into this world, what advice would you give them?
Stay away.
Stay away.
No,
I love it.
All I can say, you two have both been through it. You've got to make up your mind. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You can't go in halfway. I mean, if you're going to be an actor, you've got to want it more than anything in the world. You've got to know that there's nothing glamorous early on. There's nothing, I mean, unless you know, meeting people and working, you know, because you can get on the sets and you can do extra work. And, you know, a lot of people make a living out of that. That's their whole life. They don't ever become actors. They just become extras. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. They get to be on set. They get to be around movie stars and TV stars. And it's a great, you know, it's fun for them. But as an actor, you get there, you know, I did it when I was, you watch and you're like, that's what I want to be doing. I don't want to be sitting here watching them. I want to be doing that. And it really gets kind of hard on as an actor, but it's persistence. I mean, you've got to know that it's a long, hard road, and mm-hmm. it takes time. And I knew that. Yeah, I had owned my own business. I came into acting later in it. I was 28 years old. I knew that it was going to be a business and it wasn't going to be glamorous, and that I had to take my time and dedicate myself to it. And I made up my mind, you know, a few months after I got to LA, I was in the right place and I wasn't leaving. So that was my mindset. And I felt like I had done enough things in life and this is what I wanted to do. There was nothing I was going to fall back on. But yeah, so newcomers coming in know that it's not easy. And you've got to really want it. And if you don't really want it, you might want to find something else to do.
Well, we are so excited that you shared your story with us today. Again, Jeff Davis, you are multi-talented, hence why you've been on so many shows. And congratulations to you. I can't wait to continue to watch Ratched, see you in it. And of course, you can check that out on Netflix and Outrage. We only hope the best for you and more to come. And please stay safe in this crazy world that we live in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. I appreciate it.